Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning and welcome to Feedback, 7 minutes after 8 in the AM. And first subject up for bid. Why did Michelle Obama stay in Hawaii? Now, I can, like when we were saying about previously, just the segment earlier, I can understand staying in Hawaii rather than coming back to D.C. Hawaii, gorgeous weather. D.C., cold. I got it. But if the First Lady is going to stay back in order to celebrate her 50th birthday, and may I compliment the First Lady? She looks very nice for being 50 years old. She really does. She doesn't look 50, as far whatever my perception of 50 years old should be. Still does not look her age. So congratulations, Michelle. However, it's odd to me, and please help me if you think that I'm just being a little overly said. It's odd to me that the First Lady stayed back in Hawaii without the children. That seems very odd, to celebrate a milestone birthday without your family.
Well, they might have done that earlier. She was doing this with her girlfriends, right? Old friends or whatever.
Oprah? I don't know. I have no idea. I just find it a little bizarre. So what do you think? Let's go to the phones. Thanks for calling. Michael, you're up.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, I agree with your assessment that it's really odd, and I mean, it's super odd. But
Are you a married man, Michael?
I'm divorced, but my wife has since passed away. I think she died on April Fool's Day of all days in 2005.
Sorry to hear that.
But anyway, you hit it on the head. They have serious marital problems.
Oh come on now!
I'm not saying that they
try it out loud.
Now, hold on.
I don't mean to change the subject, but I love Chris Conley's commentary on the NFL. Why the hell are they playing that game in New York City? So I covered what I wanted to.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Thanks for calling in, my friend. There were reports, and I'm not talking from the tabloids. There were reports that there was marital problems in the Obama marriage prior to the election.
Reports from where?
I'll have to do a little research. You got the clickety clickety machine over there. You do it. There were some reports that there were some marital issues prior to him being elected president, and that being elected president means I'll give you a second chance. whether those are true or not, I don't know. But I just find it odd. My wife and I have only taken separate vacations once, and it was because it was planned before we got married.
Really?
Yeah.
You're still relatively newlyweds.
13 years
maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know if you could call us newlywed. Anyway, my wife had planned a trip to Europe, and I had planned a trip to Brazil before she and I had made arrangements to get married. We had planned these trips well in advance. We ended up getting married, went on our honeymoon, came back for 2 weeks.
You've never taken a vacation with male friends to go golfing or to go gambling or to go whatever without your wife ever?
No, not since I've been married.
Wow.
Now, I've flown to Florida for a quick weekend and then come back, that kind of thing, but not a real extended, several day vacation without my family. Not since I've been married. But right after we got married, we came back from the honeymoon. We're home two and a half weeks. She goes to Europe for 2 weeks. I go to Brazil for 10 days. It was hilarious because somebody on the trip last week said, didn't you just recently get married? I said, oh, yeah. I said, we're a very cosmopolitan family. I said, we've decided to take separate honeymoons. And just looked at him with a straight face. I'm like, really? I said, no, not really. Good grief. All right, Robert, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Robert, are you there? I guess my story of me going to Brazil bored him to death. So anyway, I just find that to be a very, very strange situation. I'm not saying that there's marital problems. I just find it odd. And don't
I mean,
even
separate vacations. Does that mean marital problems?
No, it doesn't. But all right, if she's staying for personal, and this is the second part of this, if she is staying for personal reasons, shouldn't she be picking up the tab? Shouldn't the Obama family be picking up the tab for all of it? The Secret Service protection, the food, the all of it. If she is staying behind before personal reasons, they ought to pick up the tab for this.
I don't know how Secret Service protection works, but how do we know that they're not picking up the tab for the rest of it? The food, the lodging, and everything
Traditionally,
else.
Traditionally, they do pick up the tab for the vacation. The taxpayer pay for the transportation. Air Force One, because let's face it, they can't fly.
Right.
They can't fly commercial.
Yeah.
Although other world leaders do, but that's okay. They pay for that, but the Secret Service and the other things that we do, we pay for that. We pay for the transportation. We pay for Secret Service. They probably.
I'm not going to argue that transporting the president to another location is a very expensive proposition.
Yeah, it's and I think. One of the things, and I've said this before, I think it would be appropriate that if he wants to take another golfing vacation, Camp David, right there. It may not be as nice as Hawaii, but it's still a getaway, and other presidents have done it.
Well, the president is from Hawaii. Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon were from California. They vacationed in California many times, the Western White House, as it were.
Yeah.
So it would be helpful if we had a president who was from Virginia or Maryland or somewhere close to Washington. It would certainly
be cheaper. Think of the cash issue. That's all I'm saying. All right, let's go to the phones. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Oh, it's Robert again.
Hey, Robert again. What can we do for you?
Actually, it's not Robert again. He's on 4.
Okay, who's on 1?
I have no idea. You picked it up.
Thanks for calling. What's your name? I can hear you breathing. 3, 2, 1. Robert, thanks for calling. What's your name? What can we do for you? Why am I not hearing?
What have I done?
Did you cut him off again?
No, I wonder if I hit something on the button. Let me try one more time. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Deanna.
Hi, Deanna. No, the other people on the other lines are apparently just they don't know how to operate the phone. Deanna, what can we do for you?
I just thought it would be interesting to your listeners to know that this vacation originally cost $4 million. It's been reported widely. And the cost for Michelle Obama to stay over there, you say, well, sure, we take care of the transportation. That cost is $800,000 for a plane to fly from Washington to Hawaii empty, pick her up, and come back.
Yeah.
Because that plane cost $175,000 per hour to operate.
Yeah.
That is what frosts me.
Yeah.
If she wants to stay over there, she can fly back commercial or pay her own way. We should not be paying double for
them
to go on.
Wouldn't it be more cost effective if they were to buy out a commercial aircraft or charter an aircraft?
Well, I would think so.
It would be far more economical to charter an aircraft and so forth. But, here's the thing. When she travels, she has to have the beast with her, meaning the armored limousine.
Right.
She has to have armored vehicles. And let me say this. I do not have a problem with when the first family travels that they have protection.
Oh, no.
Not at all. Mm-mm. But like you, if you're going to go as a family, then fine. The job of president is a very high-pressure job. I don't have a problem with them taking an occasional reasonable vacation and us picking up the tab for it. I got no problem with that. But like you, if you decide to stick around and have a little private birthday party, that's on your own dimes.
Exactly.
You pick up. If I were to go on a company trip, and they say, okay, you're going to go down to some conference and you're going to finally learn how to be a decent broadcaster instead of this moron that you are. We're going to put you in a hotel. We're going to pay for a couple meals. And you're going to stay a couple nights. We're going to pay for the seminar. And I decide, hey, I like 2-Dot Arizona. I'm going to stay for an extra day. The company doesn't pay for that. That's my own dime.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. So there's that. All right, I just wanted to bring that up. When we come back, I don't know which I want to get into first. Jesse Jackson praising Dennis Rodman or the state of Nevada having an issue with some 75% of the applicants for their driver authorization card failed. Why would that be? Oh, it certainly couldn't be because they were illegal immigrants, would it? WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. This is Feedback, 715-845-2155. We'll be right back.
Severe weather updates on WSAU.com. And on air at AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback, 715-845-2155. Let's jump back into the phones. You took it down before I could see the name. Who's on four?
Well, if it's Damien still hanging on, or maybe it's somebody new.
All right, Damien, are you there?
Yeah, this is Damien.
Hey, buddy, what can we do for you?
Hey, on the topic of Michelle Obama going on vacation by herself, I travel quite a bit. Both my wife and I love to travel, and we have a great time traveling together. Correct me if I'm wrong, but they've went on vacation for 17 days. She's now going on vacation for an extended period after that.
Yes.
By herself.
Yes.
I do think that there is something strange with that. I don't want to go as far to say that they're having marital issues.
No, no, no. I don't want to draw that conclusion either, but it just, it's odd.
It's very odd. For me, my wife is my best friend. Mm-hmm. I love traveling with her. And even when we go away on our own for just a weekend getaway, I still think to myself during that time, man, I wish my wife was with me. And you know, I don't have any kids, but they have kids. You would think they would also want to spend time with their kids. You know, they chose to have kids. They want to raise them and bring them up in their own ways. They got to be there to teach them their ways.
Yeah. I just thought it was odd. And you bring up very good points. They've been there for a long time. They had a great vacation. The president and the children go back to D.C., and she stays behind. I just find it peculiar. That's all. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate that. When I've done traveling and so forth, it's much better to travel with your family than to travel by yourself. It's much better. You got somebody to share everything with, and think of it, guys. Who else would be hauling the luggage and carrying everything and paying for everything if you're not with their family? You know what I'm saying?
This apparently is a 50th birthday getaway. She's staying at Oprah's house, according to one of the talk shows that we have on the air last night, with Eric Holder's wife, Gail King, and some other people, some other female friends. So,
That's fine. So Oprah,
that is never. I mean,
Oprah Winbag is picking up the housing expense. We are still picking up extra transportation and security.
And who knows how much that is? We had the caller earlier who put some huge number on it. I don't believe any of these numbers that we get, because remember the numbers that were being bandied about by Limbaugh and the others about that trip to India? They turned out to be so false that it was almost blasphemous.
Well, Air Force One does burn, I think, in the neighborhood of $120,000 to $150,000 an hour to operate. That's fuel. The security detail that flies around or that is with it. I think it's $150,000 an hour, between $120,000 and $150,000. That number is sticking in my head. If you find out, you could again put your fingers on the keyboard.
I have, and I've found five different stories that have five different numbers about how much this is costing.
What are the ranges?
They range from millions to tens of thousands. So,
okay,
I mean,
the
differences are huge.
When you What I remember,
well,
if you take
plane,
it all
the plane, the plane that she is getting is some military plane that's going to cost $60,000 to fly it and then back. So, and the caller we had earlier said it was going to cost what, $3 million or $8 million, whatever number was being bandied about.
The vacation, I think, cost $8 million. That's a nice vacation. All right, so there's that. All right, let's move on to another subject, shall we?
Yes, shall we? More important things to talk about.
Now, do you remember? I know you listened you were glued to the radio when I hosted or I subbed for Jerry Bader, and we talked about Dennis Rodman going to North Korea. Remember that?
Well, I know the story. Dennis Rodman is there coaching the North Korean Olympic basketball team, right?
Yeah. There was a young man that wrote an open letter to Dennis Rodman explaining the conditions in which he grew up. At the age of 14 or 15 years old, he escaped a prison camp. That prison camp was specifically designed for political dissidents. This individual in the open letter to Dennis Rodman said, in these camps, you can be thrown in these jails, these camps, for perceived actions that are against the government or for perceived thoughts that are against the government. Individuals are held there, even if he was in jail because his uncle in the 50s escaped North Korea and went to South Korea. Not him, not his dad, but his uncle escaped. Therefore, he was imprisoned. His father was imprisoned. This individual that wrote the letter was born in this prison camp because his father was forced to have relations with another prisoner to have offspring that the guards get to use as their own personal slaves.
Nice.
That is the condition that just part of North Korea has. Dennis Rodman has said several times in his trip over to previous, and now he's there coaching basketball, that he is not there for political reasons. He's not there to negotiate. He is not there to do anything but visit his friend, Kim Jong-un, and play basketball. Having that be public record, Reverend Jesse Jackson comes out and tweets this. First of all, congrats, C-O-N-G-R-A-D-S, at Dennis Rodman on your diplomacy efforts in North Korea. What diplomacy efforts? There aren't any diplomacy efforts. It might be dark, but you're a light. He goes on to say, ping pong diplomacy worked in China, and basketball seems to work in North Korea. There was political envoys with diplomatic purposes when Nixon opened the doors to China. Dennis Rodman is not a diplomat. Dennis Rodman is a nut job, and Dennis Rodman is over there just for his own purposes, to make money and teach basketball. And Jesse Jackson praises him for this.
Oh, Dennis Rodman's not getting paid to be there, is he?
Of course he is.
Is he?
Of course he is.
How does he get to travel to North Korea?
That's another really good question.
Because you and I couldn't travel to North Korea if we
wanted. How did Beyonce and Camel Joe get to go to Cuba?
Yeah.
That's another.
Camel Joe.
Joe Camel, I'm sorry. You're right. I mispronounced. How did they get to go to Cuba? How does Rodman get to go to North Korea? It doesn't.
Of course, if we stop traveling and allowing people to travel to all of the countries who put political dissidents in prison, that means no travel to the to Russia, no travel to China.
Do you see my point, though?
I do.
The atrocities that are happening in North Korea, for Dennis Rodman to go over there so lighthearted and so flippant and be, well, I'm doing this and I'm doing that, and then for Jesse Jackson to praise him for that, it's deplorable. Jesse Jackson should have come out and said, you know, you could be doing some great work to help ease the suffering of people in North Korea. Instead, you're shooting three-pointers. That's awesome. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we are going to move into Nevada's issue with a huge number of the applicants for their driver's permission cards failing. Why in the world would that be? We'll talk about it when we get back. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, 715-845-2155. If you want to participate in feedback.
Wisconsin Morning News now. The Jerry Bader Show at 9 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.